Object of the College. Our college stands today in a position that God does not approve. I have been shown the dangers that threaten this important institution. If its responsible men seek to reach the world's standard, if they copy the plans and methods of other colleges, the frown of God will be upon our school. The time has come for me to speak decidedly. The purpose of God in the establishment of our college has been plainly stated. There is an urgent demand for laborers in the gospel field. Young men who design to enter the ministry cannot spend a number of years in obtaining an education. Teachers should have been able to comprehend the situation and adapt their instruction to the wants of this class. Special advantages should have been given them for a brief yet comprehensive study of the branches most needed to fit them for their work. But I have been shown that this has not been accomplished. Brother Bell could have done a much better work than he has done for those who were to be ministers. God is not pleased with his course in this matter. He has not adapted himself to the situation. Men who have left their fields of labor at a considerable sacrifice to learn what they could in a short time have not always received that help and encouragement which they should have had. Men who have reached mature years, even the meridian of life, and who have families of their own, have been subjected to unnecessary embarrassment. Brother Bell is himself extremely sensitive, but he does not realize that others can feel the sting of ridicule, sarcasm, or censure as keenly as he. In this, he has wounded his brethren and displeased God. Brother Bell is naturally severe, critical, and exacting, and he should continually guard himself upon these points with all his students, both old and young. Brother Bell has in time past given undue prominence to the study of grammar, making it the all-important subject, and not giving students proper encouragement and opportunity to pursue other studies equally important. For this, he has been reproved. But, notwithstanding his efforts to correct this error, his usefulness has been greatly injured. While thoroughness is commendable, he has carried the matter to great extremes, and thereby given occasion for dissatisfaction. The same error has been committed in the tract and missionary work. The time and means given to perfecting and teaching so exact and complicated a system has been an injury to the cause of God. The tract and missionary work is a good work, and it was needful that the right way of working should be set before the people. But time, study, and taxing effort should not be given to this one branch to the neglect of other branches equally important. Matters have been carried to extremes. There has been too much mechanical working and too little vital godliness, too much dependence upon human wisdom, and too little earnest seeking for divine aid. The Sabbath school at Battle Creek runs like a well-regulated machine, but there is too little of the real heart work which alone can make the school a success. More of God's presence and less of merely human effort would be a great improvement. If a portion of the thought and time given to the mechanical workings were devoted to the spiritual interests of teachers and pupils, a better effect would be produced. More piety and devotion, and more of the simplicity of godliness are essential. The same change is needful in the college: less of self and more of the Spirit of God. Brother Ramsey thinks he sees where Brother Bell fails, but he himself makes more serious mistakes. He does not carry the burdens which Brother Bell has carried. He does not labor as Brother Bell has labored. He does not watch unto prayer. He is overbearing, dictatorial, self-important. Nothing but the grace of God can give him a correct view of himself and enable him to labor in humility. He has made some improvement, but unless the Spirit of Christ is continually abiding in him, he will fall into serious errors. His self-importance will repulse and disgust his students. In a young man, this spirit is exceedingly unbecoming, as well as highly displeasing to God. Christ invites the self-importance to learn of him meekness and lowliness of heart.